This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Roughly 1.8 million refugees fleeing Ukraine as Russian forces continue their violent and destructive invasion into their neighbor. Ukrainian President Zelensky describes some of the Russian horror.
No military sense, just a terror. They also took hostages in Irpin, Buchi, Hostomel, many other towns and settlements, villages where the invaders managed to occupy temporarily.
President Zelensky on the BBC has called for his country to be provided with military aircraft support and a global boycott of Russian oil to help his country's efforts. Congress gave final approval Monday to legislation making lynching a federal hate crime in the United States. The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act is among some 200 bills that have been introduced over the past century that have tried to ban lynching in America. The bill was sent to President Biden and is expected to be signed into law. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Some school teachers in Minnesota are going on strike today.
Teachers in Minneapolis are going on strike Tuesday after failing to reach an agreement on a new contract. Union members say they cannot reach agreement on wages, caps on class sizes, or more mental health services for students. The strike will keep some 29,000 students at home. By contrast, teachers across the river in St. Paul reached a tentative agreement, averting a strike there. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A Supreme Court justice speaks out on social media. Tim Berg reports.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is hinting that social media companies should be held liable for posts put on their sites. Justice Thomas saying the law known as Section 230, which grants immunity to those companies from lawsuits, is too broad. Thomas's claim was made as a court refused to take up a case out of Texas where a woman sued Facebook after being forced into sex trafficking.
We are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The Solar Orbiter spacecraft that will study the sun is a joint mission of the European Space Agency and NASA. It is officially halfway between our planet and the sun, 93 million miles away. The spacecraft is currently 46.6 miles from our star. The orbiter is using gravitational pulls from Earth and Venus to slingshot itself inward. A prominent U.S. award has been given to Ukraine President Zelensky.
Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky will receive the Ronald Reagan Freedom Award for his courageous fight against tyranny and for his indomitable stance for freedom and democracy. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute made that announcement this morning. Zelensky has remained in Ukraine to support and rally his countrymen against President Vladimir Putin and Russian troops' unprovoked invasion. Zelensky will be the 11th recipient of the Reagan Foundation's highest honor. Former President Reagan gave the first Freedom Award to former Soviet Union President Mikhail Gorbachev at the Reagan Library in 1992. The award is given to leaders who, like Ronald Reagan, have contributed greatly to the cause of freedom worldwide. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Des Moines, Iowa police are reporting a teenager has died and two others have been hospitalized in critical condition after shots were fired outside a high school in Iowa on Monday afternoon. Suspects in the shooting at East High School have been arrested, though charges have not been filed at this time. Police suspect the shots were fired from a drive-by. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Thought it was going to be easy, right? Oh, I'll tell you, the human condition, it can be so much fun. But we need to go into this with eyes open, and we realize that we're fallen, and we're humanoids. Not perfect, maybe aspiring toward perfection, which I think is a good thing, especially if you are a believer, and you know that if you are, then it's less about you and more about him. It's great to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Miles Jones joins us now. He's the author and founder of the Institute for Accelerated Learning, and I'll tell you, what a story. We could spend days together, and I would love every second of it, because he is so fascinating, his background and knowledge and understanding, and I believe the calling that God has upon his life. Dr. Jones, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, Bill, I am so delighted to be here. I've been listening to you, and it's like it says in the end times, the gates of knowledge will open wide and it will pour forth, and that is exactly what is happening right now.
It really is, and the other thing that people are reengaging is the truth. If you are not connected with the truth, and the truth comes from God, and this idea that it's relative is a modern term that's a bunch of bunk. You can put it out there with the rest of the dung in the fields because it's absolutely worthless. And this is why we're off track right now, is that we have to, as I've been saying time and again, Dr. Jones, return to first principles. And absolute to that end is you've got to know the truth. It is not relative. It comes from God. And if you avoid it.
It is a prerequisite to salvation.
Exactly. Right.
He bemoans the fact that they did not have a strong desire. Certain people did not have a strong desire for truth that they might be saved. So It is a prerequisite to salvation to have a strong desire for truth.
Right.
That's the only way you can make your way through this world where deceit is ever present all around us, coming from every direction. Is that not so?
Exactly. No, I agree. And I think that, we had an interesting conversation with another theologian yesterday, Dr. Jones. You'd appreciated this when we were talking about the full armor of God. And he noted that it first starts with the belt of truth, right? And the next element is the breastplate of righteousness, to your point, exact point.
Right.
You can't have the resurrection power. You can't have salvation if you don't have the truth. You must first have the truth. Because once you have the truth and you understand godly principles, and it's all like a V8 moment, right? I should have had a V8. It all starts to make sense and unfold. So then the breastplate of righteousness, brings you into relationship with God to where you understand the God language. And when you understand the God language, Lord have mercy, you are a force to contend with, are you not?
Exactly. That's the way it's been with me and the journey I've been on in discovering the Hebrew Gospels. Mm-hmm. For sure.
And I want you to tell us about this, because this is fascinating. I mean, heretofore, the Hebrew Gospels, as you write, it was forbidden. You know, we couldn't see it. It was a book in which the heretics and the pirates are the good guys. I mean, it's interesting. You know, like the book of Ecclesiastes says, there's nothing new under the sun. It just keeps repeating itself. You know, you get people that want to control, you know, the historic narrative, you know, to their own service. And so here it is, as it was then, it is now, and it continues, right?
Right. And there's the Hebrew Gospels are, without a doubt, the most forbidden books in the history of humankind. I mean, if you want books of demonology, you go just go in the Vatican Library. There are shelves and shelves of them. All right, go into any library. But the Hebrew Gospels have been the most targeted book for extinction in the history of humankind, because they are competition to the main churches. And to be honest with you, the church has always been a spiritual battleground and is today. I'm not saying that millions of people haven't been saved. Millions of people have been saved by the churches. Mm-hmm. But there are also times when they have been really fighting for competition with each other, you know, and blood was spilled, you know, to wipe out their competitors. And their largest competitor, of course, was the Church of Jesus Christ himself, Yeshua HaMashiach, our Hebrew Messiah. And really, whether you call him Jesus or Yeshua doesn't matter. This church, this Messianic church of the first century, the Messianic Apostolic Church, that was his church. Yes. And in 325, the Council of Nicaea, when they were creating the new Greco-Roman church, they declared it heretic. The Jewish Christian bishops were not invited to the Council of Nicaea, and the Church of Yeshua was condemned as heretical, and then they proceeded to hunt them down and extinguish them and burn their scriptures. And that is an apostasy that has lasted for 2,000 years and driven so many of the parts of the church, that the actions of the church and various churches mm-hmm. that we know of. And it makes us, you know, scratch our head and wonder, how could the Spanish Inquisition have come out of the church? Mm-hmm. How could the church have sat by while the Holocaust happened? You know, why when the Crusades, why did they stop at every town and try and wipe out all the Jews and all the Messianics, you know, that were living in that particular city, you know? You know, there were crusades against the Messianic Church. The first crusade was against the Messianic Church in southern France. So this is a spiritual battleground we're talking about. We can't be too dandy about it. I mean, we have to accept the truth even sometimes when it turns us inside out.
Kind of a civil war, right, within the church?
Oh, yeah, there is, and there still is. I mean, you know, this apostasy doesn't just go away. You have got to acknowledge it and say, no, I don't think it was right. Mm. You know, to have made war against the original church of Jesus Christ, the Messianic Apostolic Church. I don't think that's right. And I repent of it, and any generational sin that may still be accrued to me and my generation and my denomination. Only when people do that will the church actually turn around and repent of it. But right now, it's pretty much covered up. It's absolute historical fact, but it's one that barely rates a footnote in church history, that they actually condemned the Messianic Church of Jesus Christ himself, of
amazing.
Messiah Yeshua. It is amazing, and it's just the strongest argument is the argument of silence. Just don't ever mention it and brush it under the rug. And
well, we're doing that now, aren't we? This culture is really embracing that, you know, that idea of just silence. You know, we've been told to, you know, shut up, sit down, put on your crash helmet, and you know, let the elites take over here. When we come back, I want to, first of all, let's retrace your steps a bit, Dr. Jones, and find out how this search for the new Hebrew Gospels for you, how this passion came about, because it's quite fascinating, and then we'll continue. continue to go down this revelatory road of the new Hebrew Gospels, what it's telling us and what we need to do to reconcile ourselves, you know, with the truth of God and the true power of God's church that is coming of age as we draw nearer to Jesus' second coming. So we've got more from Dr. Miles Jones on the other side of the break. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. We are blessed to celebrate over 7 decades of global radio outreach with tens of thousands of people hearing the gospel through our radio broadcast in multiple languages. God certainly had a plan for Reverend Byer's vision all those years ago. But there are so many people who still haven't heard the good news, and our Diamond Vision describes our plan to embrace that need. The fourth key facet of this initiative is Verify, which outlines our goal to measure the effectiveness of our outreach activities, to both manage them well and to demonstrate the efficient stewardship of resources. We're honored that Christians choose to share their faith through the Tide Ministry and want to be the best stewards of what the Lord has given us through their support. To learn how the Tide Ministry measures impact and maintains accountability for the resources provided by those who generously help us tell people about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
You You know, we're reminded that there's nothing new under the sun, and just as history is being rewritten, and it's shocking, we find it here when you consider the history of this great nation of ours and how people want to grab a hold of the narrative, and because they want to tell their own version. They want it to be the only version, right? Well, nothing new under the sun. Guess what? It happened with the church as well, and Dr. Miles Jones is here to tell us all about it. So if you're interested in the history of Israel, the Exodus, or the real location of Mount Sinai of the Bible, he's a historical linguist by trade. I mean, an incredible background. When you look at his curriculum vitae, it's on and on. You know, Dr. Jones, it's like you just weren't busy enough.
Well, I was very busy. I could have happily done curriculum. Did curriculum for Christian homeschoolers. I could have happily done that. It comes from Sinai, the call from Sinai to educate our children in a godly way. And look what it's done for the Jews throughout history. I mean, there are always a tiny fraction of the population, but they're always in the top of every profession. And, you know, like just Nobel Prizes, 40% of them have gone to Jews, to Hebrews, even though they're less than a fraction of 1% of the population. And, well, in the United States in particular, 20% overall of Nobel Prizes, but in the United States, where there are 1.7% of the population, of 40% of all Americans who have received Nobel Prizes have been Jewish Americans. So they got it. They got that.
Yes.
They got something.
Mm-hmm.
They obeyed the covenant, and look what it's done for them. And that covenant, though, is there. It has nothing to do, despite whatever your race, your rank, or your riches, Yehovah will hand you the keys to the kingdom of knowledge. It's not a racial thing. It's not. It's everyone who wants to walk in covenant with him. In covenant with Yehovah will receive this blessing. So, and that's been the case with me as I've been on this exodus, so to speak, and searching for the Hebrew Gospels that came next. Since he gave me those inscriptions from the base of Mount Sinai, I mean, he really just handed it to me on a silver platter, and then he tapped me on the shoulder again and telling me to go find the earliest Gospels written in Hebrew. Which I did. I got them in Israel, although they weren't supposed to exist. So this has been the.
And how hard was that? How hard was that for you to be able to, you know, find these early Gospels?
It wasn't hard at all, and this has been a pattern for me. When God has given me something to do, He doesn't make it hard. The hard thing is for me to get my mind wrapped around doing what He tells me to do. Because the first time I whined, you know, I said, well, me? I mean, how could I find the Exodus, the information, evidence of the Exodus? It was thousands of years ago. What could have survived? How much money and time and amazing luck would it take to try and find this evidence? But I did say, well, if you will open the doors I can't open, I'll charge you them. And I received the information in the mail just weeks later. And I know, I didn't even have to pay the postage. It was after all that whining. So and when I did translate the inscriptions that came from the base of Mount Sinai in Arabia and the real Mount Sinai, and they did speak of events of the Exodus, and they were in the oldest alphabet known to linguistic science. So when he tapped me on the shoulder again and told me to go to Israel, find the earliest Gospels of the, in Hebrew, I didn't mind that time. I just went. Again, it was easy. I worked with the people at the National Library of Israel. They have a database of all Hebrew manuscripts. These things were not online at the time. They are now, in large part due to what we've done in getting the word out. The Institute, the B'nai Emunah Institute for Accelerated Learning, the Household of Faith. The work we've done getting it out, the work we've done has really stimulated things in a large way, getting this out. So I had the one manuscript that I got from the National Library. I had to get it through the Vatican. It was actually at the Vatican. They had a microfiche in Israel, and I translated. I did the initial translation of it. And then
that's amazing. Here you've got Jewish documents that are controlled by the Vatican. What does that say?
Well, it says there's an amazing story behind that.
I'll tell you what, we got 5 minutes, and there's so much, you know, to talk about this. But, you know, by the way, real quick, if you want access yourself, you know, Dr. Miles Jones has made this Hebrew Bible available to us, right?
Well,
at the website?
What I've done at my website, writingofgod.com, I have a free download that gives you page views of each of the 15 documents of the Hebrew Gospels that were extant at the time I did that booklet. And it talks about the importance of each one and its authenticity, and the authenticity of the Hebrew Gospels as a whole. So it's a great little book, and it's free. Mm-hmm. Just writingofgod.com, free download, choose that book, and we'll send it to you, or contact us, and we'll send it to you. Also, the new one on the 16 major accomplishments of the Messianic Church throughout centuries, because it actually lived on. It did not go away when the Greco-Roman Church told them to go away and die. They went underground and they went everywhere, and they evangelized everywhere at great risk to their own lives, and they created absolutely enormous accomplishments throughout the centuries, which they're not credited with, of course, because they're not supposed to exist.
So right.
It's just been an incredible odyssey discovering these things. So we'll send you research updates, and if you go and give us your email, we'll send you those free downloads and mm-hmm. keep you apprised of what's going on. Right now, I received another list from the library, the National Library in Israel, that they had 34 manuscripts that they knew of the Hebrew Gospels throughout the world. And then I put my team on it. We've got a large translation team. We've got about 40 translators and transcribers now, because we want to publish the Hebrew Gospels, because they are different from the Greek Gospels. The Gospel story is still the same. Don't anybody freak out. But there are some real important differences. Everything we know about our Hebrew Messiah comes to us through the Greek filter of a different language, culture, and thought. And that Hebrew perspective can be so very different from the Greek perspective. And so it's important, if you want to understand the truth of the Bible and the Gospels.
Dr. Jones, can you give us a few examples?
Yeah, I can give.
We've got a couple minutes left here, so go ahead and give us a few examples, if you will. Your favorite.
Well, my favorite is when Yeshua comes back from the grave and he meets his followers on the road. And in the Greek Gospels, it says he greets them. Greek and Greco-Roman Gospel, it says he greets them with the words, "All hail." Well, this is not the way you greet a fellow believer in the faith. You're required to actually use the name of God. So this is not a Hebrew greeting. It's a Greek greeting. In fact, it's a Roman military salute, probably a Greek one too, where you slam your fist on your breastplate, boom,
yes,
and then you thrust it up in the air, and you say, "All hail." Okay. Now, if that seems familiar to you, it is because Adolf Hitler adopted the Roman military salute as the Nazi salute in the 30s. Okay, so because of the Greek Gospel, because of the Hebrew Gospels, we can assure you that he did not greet his followers with the Nazi salute when he came back from the dead. What he said to them is, "God is our salvation," which in Hebrew is Yehovah Yoshia Tenu, Yoshia meaning Yeshua. Yeshua means salvation. And that's a huge difference, a huge cultural difference that the Greek Gospels have in giving the Nazi salute when he comes back from the dead. Wouldn't you say that's reassuring?
Oh, without a doubt. And, of course, here it is. I mean, what else... What else would you want to say to someone after you've resurrected from the dead? On the cross, you said, "It's finished." And now, here it is. You're face to face, everybody. And you are the example. You are the exact pronouncement that salvation has come. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. There's a lot of depth to every single facet of what.
Oh, I cannot wait to get my hands on this, Dr. Jones. This is awesome. Again, writingofgod.com. That's where you want to go. Sign up right for the emails. You can get the download free and be in touch as more information becomes available. Dr. Miles Jones has been with us. Dr. Jones, you're awesome. God bless you. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Roughly 1.8 million refugees fleeing Ukraine as Russian forces continue their violent and destructive invasion into their neighbor. Ukrainian President Zelensky describes some of the Russian horror.
No military sense, just terror. They also took hostages in Irpin, Buchi, Hostomel, many other towns and settlements, villages where the invaders managed to occupy temporarily.
President Zelensky on the BBC has called for his country to be provided with military aircraft support and a global boycott of Russian oil to help his country's efforts. Congress gave final approval Monday to legislation making lynching a federal hate crime in the United States. The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act is among some 200 bills that have been introduced over the past century that have tried to ban lynching in America. The bill was sent to President Biden and is expected to be signed into law. USA Radio News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. All right there, all these great interviews, these great guests that we have that you can download absolutely free because we're givers, okay? Don't charge you a thing. And share them with your friends and neighbors. You know, the whole idea of the show, it's about, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute would say, I always want to say John Rutherford, but John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute, he always says that it is knowledge that precedes action. And my addendum to that is the right knowledge and the right action. If you're not, I mean, because, you know, we can have a lot of things that we think, oh, we're so knowledgeable and we got it all squared away in our heads. And it's not the right knowledge. I mean, kind of like just what we experienced with Dr. Jones here. I mean, we have the... You know, how many of you were aware that there was a Hebrew Bible, that there was another important, for lack of a better word, a narrative or understanding of the Word of God, and it was, you know, from the Hebrew original. And he's a linguist. I mean, this guy's an expert linguist, and God tells him, hey, look, check it out, find it out. And you know, because I believe God told him to do that because it was time that we needed to understand the truth of the matter, and that when you go back historically and you realize that this narrative had been squashed for millennia, that we did not get the whole truth, and God wants us to have the whole truth, and here we are for a time such as this in this 21st century, God says, look, it, you need to know the truth. And this is what the show is all about. The pursuit of truth, no matter where it leads. Okay, and I appreciate your grace. Many of you just really extend a lot of grace, because you have to know, in the pursuit of truth, sometimes you know, we're like blindfolded men feeling different parts of the elephant. I say, you know, and we're kind of relating back and forth. Hey, it feels, I'm not sure what this is. This is what I'm feeling, and you know, and it takes a process. This is why our founding fathers. And I believe, again, this was God ordained, understood why free speech was so important. It wasn't that we had to get it right all the time. But in the process of getting it right, you're going to get it wrong. And it's okay. It's not the end of the world, okay? I used to tell people all the time when I was in broadcasting, you know, sometimes people would take things so seriously. I said, look behind you. You know, nobody's dying, okay? So just relax. We're getting through the process here. We're coming to truth. And sometimes truth is hard to find, and sometimes it's our own fault, because we go seeking truth based on our own understanding and our own ideology, as Jordan Peterson would say. And you've heard me say often, and I love the way he captured this, is that we can become so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid. See, because what happens at that point, we stop learning. We stop listening and talking to other people. And it's so important. And again, our founding fathers understood this. This is why the First Amendment is so critical to democracy and ultimately to our happiness. I mean, if you want to really tick somebody off, just ignore them. Just, hey, you're invalidated. You know, I don't, you know, yo no tengo tiempo para ti, and I don't have time for you. You know, forget it. You know, and watch their attitude. You know, they don't warm up to you and become real friendly. You know, we all want to be heard. We all have a story. We're all filling different parts of the elephant. And we just want somebody to say, oh, hey, I get it. You know, I'm with you. I'm filling a different part of the elephant too. You know, what do you think? And as we get through this this journey of life together, and here we are right now, filling different parts of the elephant and trying to understand what the heck's going on in Ukraine. You know, because you have everybody have an idea. Oh, they're trying to, you know, just get us in the middle of a war and, you know, all this stuff. People don't understand, you know, Russia. They don't understand Putin. We have our own elected officials we don't understand, you know. And we're trying to make sense out of this. After 2.5 years of being lied to regarding COVID. And I don't blame people for being on guard. We should be on guard. You know, critical thinking, critical question, critical reasoning must be returned, you know, to the marketplace here. We're smarter than this. But there has been an effort by the elite forces to dumb us down, because we're more pliable. You know, if we're dumbed down and you can shout down the other people, like, you know, you're an idiot. You know, you're canceled. Yeah, that works. That really advances the cause of humanity and the cause of America, doesn't it? When we're at each other's throats. Oh, you're deplorable. Oh, come on. Get real. No, no more than you. You know, I guess by your definition, we're all deplorables. So welcome. Welcome to the club. But you know what? We don't have to stay there. And that's what I love about America. I love the potential of humanity, the fact that we exist, even if it's a quasi-free society. And I say quasi only because we have let go of principles. And this is why I keep saying we got to return to first principles. We've let go of these foundational principles that makes us quasi, that, you know, has people confused about America, who we are. I mean, we're sitting here watching this devastation going on in Ukraine. And, you know, you've heard me say, and with all due respect, I'm not trying to be flippant about it, but sometimes what I hear from people is, yeah, I'm praying for you. You know, it just seems like we're just throwing tip money in a tip jar. You know, I'm praying for you. Well, again, like we talked about earlier, it starts with righteousness. You know, like I said, if you are not righteous, you know, the Bible says the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You understand that? So you have to have standing. And if you're not righteous, if you don't have that standing, your prayer is going to stop. So don't even bother to pray. You know, it's a waste of time. So you have to have this connection with righteousness. And what does that mean? You know, like God told Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that sentence is so powerful. I believe it screams to us, you know, through the millennia as a guiding light, you know, do right and it will go well for you. Here's the God of the universe who's perfect. He created the heavens and the earth. Everything, I mean, it's just phenomenal. When you really stop to think about, you know, grass growing, birds eating. I mean, who's feeding the birds out there? God designed it in such a way that birds are taken care of. You know, the fish, they're all taken care of. You know, we're not looking to Dr. Fauci. We're not looking to, you know, the wealthiest men, you know, Bezos or, you know, Bill Gates to feed the... Bill Gates didn't have enough money to feed even the birds in California or in Seattle. He just doesn't have enough to handle. He couldn't sustain it. But yet God does. Effortlessly. Okay? This is the God who knows us, who created us, and says, look at... I know the plans I have for you. They're awesome plans. I mean, if you could only understand the plans I have for you. And they're not plans to do you any harm. It's only plans to do you good because he is a good God. And that's his very nature. Okay? And when you connect with God and understand that, first of all, he calls us to be righteous, to do the right thing. And you can't be righteous and insist on your own agenda and think that you have all the goods, because then you fall short, as we all do, and we all travel through. And in my years of experience, I'm not speaking out of perfection. I'm only speaking out of experience. Trust me, my wife and kids will tell you, no, he's a knucklehead. Yeah, he's, you know, working his way, you know, again, celebrating, you know, those minute moments of glory when you kind of get the God idea and it works. But there are many times when, admittedly, I fall short. And I know that God lets me see this, thank God, because it is humbling, and as it should be. But it shouldn't stop us from, you know, focusing on doing the right thing. So if we don't return to first principles and repent... You've got to turn away from these things that are unrighteous. Turn to God and do the righteous things. Think the righteous things. Feel the righteous things. Let that be a true expression of who you are. And watch what happens to your prayers and how effective and on target that they will be. And again, it's not for your glory. It's a manifestation and a confirmation that God is with us and that God has every intent for good, to where even what's happening in Ukraine, as devastating as it is that these effectual prayers will be more effective than anything that Vladimir Putin could ever think of. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75%. 5% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603D77, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Got a real treat for you. Yes, you just heard in your hearing the music from Shane and Shane. A little background here. You probably already know about them because for nearly two decades, they have been preeminent worship leaders and songwriters for the global church. They have worked with all the names, it seems, in Christian music, names like Michael W. Smith, David Crowder, the Gettys, Gabby Barrett, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, Phil Wickham, and they have drawn the attention of so many. They've released 40 albums, garnered more than 613 million streams, over 100 million YouTube views, and 2 million combined monthly listeners on Spotify and Apple Music to date. Shane Barnard and Shane Everett, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Woo!
Well, I'll tell you, I am so inspired and uplifted when I hear your music. And I get it. A lot of musicians do not necessarily have the heart of worship. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's something real special when God, Jehovah Makedesh, the one who sanctifies, chooses Shane and Shane to be worship leaders and to sing his word.
Well, man, we are honored and humbled, and it's easy to give God glory because we really had like nothing to do with it.
How did it happen?
Man, we met at Texas A&M University. You know, I was a junior in college, and I transferred in, And we were both business majors and had no business playing music. Didn't grow up playing music, didn't grow up in Christian homes. I was a new believer, and I knew four chords and 20 worship songs. You know, I mean, that was that kid who just played those songs. I mean, I never sang into a microphone or wrote a song, but I knew those chords, and every Saturday night we'd get together and sing and pray to the Lord. And my roommates asked me, or maybe forced me, to play a concert in a field at A&M, and I borrowed this guy's guitar. His name was Shane. Mm-hmm. And his guitar plugged in. I needed a guitar that plugged in. Uh-huh. And that's the first time we met. And then I played the concert. I'm sure it was horrible. And then Shane gave his life to Christ in a bar. He was in a bar band like 2 weeks after that.
Wow.
And then we started to hang out and, you know, get into the little GMC Jimmy, and as people called, we would go around, and we didn't know anything. So we literally started to sing God's word because we didn't know anything else to do.
Shane, what was that like? What was that like for you? I mean, here you are. I mean, you're in a band. You're musical. You get it. And you know, Shane's a newbie, but you guys harmonize, and I mean, and you're kind of fiddling around, and you start to realize there's something here between the two of you. So what were you thinking?
You know, back then, I don't know if I was thinking much. We were really just trying to say yes to the Lord. You know, music was not a passion of mine. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, man, what is going on? And there was like, you know, like most people, I mean, there was like 1,000 doors that were opened. And it was like day by day, just saying yes to walk through a door and say yes to Him. So I didn't consider myself an artist at all or a songwriter. It was still like for the first 10 years, it was just kind of like, man, we are hanging on to the Lord as He was leading us and just doing the best we can. And we were singing God's word, and that's really, you know, His word started to do things in our hearts, and change our lives as we just day in and day out started to sing His word. And the thought that could happen in other people's cars and kitchens and cubicles and all of that is just amazing.
Shane, what was the industry like when you and Shane, you know, came into the business? Because here you are, you're very raw, but available, right? And I guess that's probably the testimony of it all. It's not so much what you have as much as you're willing to give to the kingdom, right?
Yeah, I think so. This is Shane Everett. And, you know, when we first started out, I mean, I remember, you know, there wasn't a lot of guys playing the acoustic guitar and singing worship music, you know? Like, mm-hmm. This was back in 1997, and a lot of the guys that we kind of came up under led with the, you know, keyboard and like tracks as far as like the worship things that we would go to. And also, you know, songs weren't as devotional as they are now. You know, it didn't, well, at least not in our circle. And we heard things through song that were really like heart cries and it resonated with us just because it was kind of like a language. It kind of gave us a language to talk to the Lord. And, mm-hmm. and kind of we came up under that and started, you know, in that, not just writing songs that were like that. We mostly were like, man, let's just sing the Bible, because that was the most devotional thing for us, because, you know, the Word of God does stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think as Shane B was writing, he was just in the Word, and the Word is transformative. And so it was just like, man, I gotta sing this. And in that, we started singing the Bible, and it was devotional, and it was kind of putting language. And I think people really resonated with that when we would go on the road or be at a youth group or whatever we were doing, you know, people love Jesus,
And when they love Jesus, they love to sing his word back to him. Yeah. It does stuff.
So I guess that's how you differentiate yourselves is Shane B and Shane E. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Shane B., let me ask you this, is that, you know, I think part of the challenge for worship leaders, and I have noticed of this, and I've taught on this a little bit myself in the past, is that sometimes worship can lose sight and go into the realm of performance as opposed to worship. But when you are praying the word and singing the word, it's like an extra shield of protection, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a decent way to put it, for sure. I mean, I think singing God's word is, I think of, you know, Colossians 3:16 is a really good header for us, and kind of a mission statement of sorts. Mm-hmm. And it says, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you as you teach and admonish one another in all wisdom through singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratefulness to God in your heart. And so I think, like, the easiest way to get around psalms and hymns and spiritual songs are just to take that language from God's word. Because, mm-hmm. man, I don't know anything. Like, more and more, the older I get, I just am convinced I just don't know anything. And mm-hmm. other than I believe God's word is true. And so when we cling to it, and we sing it back to him, we do feel like it accomplishes much, you know. And, you know, the line is blurry, though. Like, we'll sing God's word in a way that is musically pretty interesting and fun, and it'll feel kind of like a concert, but it's really just singing God's word.
Right.
And someone might say, oh, that's kind of feels like performance. And then we'll sing God's word in a worship congregational sense with our church. It'll, you know, musically be maybe a little bit less interesting, but a lot more like engaging corporately. And so the line is a little bit blurry as far as like performance and, you know, calling people into worship. And I think both are good. You know, we've played it, a thousand colleges where, you know, we bring a big, awesome, amazing band and we try to be as excellent as we can in order to have a platform to proclaim the gospel to these students. And then the very next day we're at a worship conference and, you know, it's the same band, but we're playing different songs in a different way, to engage the body corporately. So I think depending on where we are, you know, we're really trying to be like that, all things to all people, that all may know and all may come to know him. And it all, the common denominator though is God's word.
Yeah. Amen. Well, Shane, can I thank you enough for the time, the music? You guys are such a blessing, you know, continued success. And how can people be in touch with Shane and Shane?
We have a website. It's shaneandshane.com.
Yeah.
And that probably the best way. You can go there and then we're all, you know, Shane and Shane on all the social platforms. And if you just type in Shane and Shane, you'll find us.
There
we're easy to find. And if you want to go see what we do, like on our daily job, you can go to the worshipinitiative.com, which is where we're creating a lot of stuff here and resources for the church. And so we're easy. We're easy to find. So, yeah.
Well, God bless you both. Thank you for the time. Take care.
All right, brother. We'll see you later.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. Do the